Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33, and for the next couple of weeks, if you stroll down the Mill Road and take a look in some of the windows, you may very well see a lantern. They've been crafted by our guest this morning, Penny Sober. Good morning to you, Penny.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How did you get involved?
How are you?
good, thank you. How did you get involved in making the lanterns?
Well, it was actually one of the shop proprietors, Pam of Fantasia on Mill Road, that recommended me for the job. I think she's a great admirer of my work.
So what do you normally work on when you're not doing lanterns? What kind of things do you, do you make or do you paint? How's the best way to describe
it?
Well,
I'm actually more of an illustrator. And, you know, I've got a website. I'm a freelance illustrator. I've worked for years in London and then moved to Cambridge. And I also became involved in a community arts charity called Oblique Arts, where we do sort of art out in the, you know, community, doing all sorts of things, really, workshops and installations, all kinds of fun.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit then about the process for the lanterns. Did you have an idea for the designs yourselves, or did maybe, you mentioned that Pam had brought some ideas to you. Do you know how much were the shops who were actually displaying the lanterns, how much were they involved in all of this?
Well, it was really the residents of the streets, of the different streets that came up with, you know, they collated some ideas from them, like little sketches, might be poems, or somebody actually even made some sort of tapestry. And photos, like the I was presented, you know, with all sorts of things from each street, and I looked through them and tried to pick out the main, most interesting things, and created a different theme for each street.
Well, maybe you could pick out a few.
And then I had to pair it up with the
Yeah, maybe, maybe you can pick out a few for us. Which I won't do the pick your favourite child question. But which of the maybe you could highlight a couple of them just to give people a flavour of what they can see if they go on the lantern trail.
Well, yes, I mean, take Ross Street one. The children there had all created themselves as sort of like pop into pop portraits. Using some sort of app, I think. And I thought, well, I will make this into a completely pop lantern in the style of Peter Blake, the artist. And
now, was it Peter Blake? I'm trying to remember. Was it Peter Blake who did the famous cover for Sergeant Pepper? Hello, Penny, are you still there?
Peter, I think that was another pop artist called Peter Max.
Okay. He's easily to get confused.
I did use him as an idea or of a theme for one of the other lanterns, which was Mawson Road, where there were all a lot of musicians there, and they've got an orchestra. And I thought, well, I'll make this into a sort of showbiz show kind of type of street, you know, with all the stars coming out, and they're all. I used a few of the musicians on it, pictures of them, photographs actually, and put them into actually sort of Moroccan style tiles or something, because that went with Spice Gate.
Was it important to get a, if you like, a different style to each of the lanterns, so they each not only reflected the street or the road which they're from, but also to make them distinctive?
Well, I thought so. I think each street needed to be distinctive. Otherwise, it might be a bit boring if you're, you know, looking at all the lanterns and they look too similar. I thought each street needed to look completely unique.
Were there any which were particularly challenging for you to do? I gather that a couple of shops are tricky to fit them in the actual windows.
Well, yes. I mean, Sage Cafe, they thought the lantern was going to be too big, so I had to make a flat panel type of lantern. Well, it's hardly a lantern, but a sort of flat panel that they could just put across the window, flat against the glass, which was a shame. But people actually really liked the being able to see it flat, actually, because then you can see the whole thing.
I guess you're missing a bit around the back, aren't you, otherwise?
Yes, because I was actually out on the street on Sunday night and people were looking at the lanterns and they were saying, oh, I just really want to be able to get around and see the other side. But the shops were closed.
Halfway through all of this, they need to turn them round so people can go back again and take a second look at the reverse side, perhaps.
Well, that's right. You need rotating lanterns.
That's right. Next year's plan, isn't it? Put them on a little turntable. How are they actually lit? Is it good old-fashioned electricity?
No, lead battery
light
bulbs.
Okay.
Which, is quite nice and simple.
Yeah.
I just had to pull on them and they're on.
No, very much so.
They're not quite bright enough at the moment. We're replacing them with brighter ones.
Right. And how long are they going to be in place for?
2 weeks. So till about the 19th of December.
Right. So we haven't got too long to take a look at them. Then.
Well, we're hoping to maybe put them on display as in sort of in an exhibition, maybe at the Museum of Cambridge next, hopefully. Otherwise, maybe the Ruskin University.
Well, I do hope that does happen. Certainly, I'll be. Lucy, you've taken a look, haven't you, at a couple of them so far?
Yeah, I've spotted one on the Cho Mi, the Chinese shop on Mill Road. Really lovely, actually. Really big, much bigger than I thought they'd be.
Yes, I know they are quite big. I mean, it was because I did them all on the computer. And there were such huge files to, design. And then what I did was we got them printed onto fabric. So they're fabric prints. So you could actually have them. I mean, when I first got the prints back, one of my friends was saying, oh, they make lovely scarves,
Yeah.
I could have a subsidiary business developing from that, in which case. Well, Penny, thank you very much for coming on this morning and telling us a little bit more about the Mill Road lanterns. And I would encourage people, there is, if you haven't got one, through my little letterbox, I got a little map of where they all are, which is quite useful. But otherwise, take a look on the Mill Road Winter Fair website. You can take a look and see where to find them. Or actually, it's quite fun to wander up and down the Mill Road just trying to see if you can spot them. Benny Sober, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you for having me.